The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Lord, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this 12th day of January 2012. Well, they're still beating the war drums. They've got a guy out there that just keeps pointing to the the logic and the reason of sane foreign policy and saying, you know, we've got to stop doing this in the Middle East. We spent a lot of money, violated a lot of our own rules in which to do this, but that has not stopped the neocons one itty-bitty bit. Well, war with Iran? Yeah, bank on it, so to speak. And, of course, it is for our banker friends and, well, the military-industrial complex and those that want to reshape the world in their own ungodly image. And they're going to do it. They're trying to find the reasons why. Leon Panetta came out the other day and said, you know, no, they're not trying to build a nuclear weapon. But if we look back in the history of the dealings of the United States with Iran, guess what they were doing prior to 1979? Helping Iran build nuclear plants. Now, isn't that ironic? You see, we did our own nation building over there back in 1953. I think before they even came up with the term of nation building, they were over there taking Mossadegh out and installing the Shah. Well, the people in Iran really didn't like the guy. He was one of these dictators that, you know, for the purposes of our own reasoning, we do things like this. We install, first of all, where is our right to go in and meddle in another country's politics, let alone axe the leader, and then install somebody that's friendly to the crooks and criminals in this country? You know, where's the justification from that? That's something that's never talked about. You know, that we have what authority to do that? Moral? Yeah, what the hell does this have to do with morality? Yeah, and we keep doing these same things over and over and over again. And they're not going to stop. They're not going to stop until they are out of a position that they can no longer do these things. And ultimately, the chickens will come home to roost. We will get blowback. We've already paid exorbitant price, but so have the people that have forfeited their lives over in the Middle East. And not by their own vote. Did you hear them vote? Yeah, I want to die. Yeah, kill off 1.5 million of us. That sounds like a great idea. You know, where is this supposed democracy? I think that if 51% of the people that were polled in Iraq says, hey, do you want the United States coming over here, killing your elected guy, and 1.5 million of your countrymen? Yeah, do you think they voted aye on that? Do you think 51% of the population in the so-called installed democracy the United States wants to do? Think it's a good idea? We'll be back.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now you fall asleep on the couch, irritable and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Your body is constantly fighting off the invaders in the way of bacteria, viruses, pathogens, and so forth. The colder weather is a winter wonderland for these guys. What you need to do all the time, but more so during this season, is to strengthen your immune system. And you can do it with Daniel Chapter 1's A and B Biotropins. Acidophilus and Bifidus from frozen human strain is your frontline defense to the invaders. For years, Daniel Chapter 1's customers have been using A and B Biotropins. They've found that they are so effective, it's common for them to do them regularly to keep their immune systems in tip-top shape. Protect yourself with A and B Biotropins. Call 800-504-5511. That's 800-504-5511. For a discount, use promo code 200A. That's promo code 200A.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
You know, 28 news organizations, along with New York Times, Associated Press, Washington Post, and I'm sure every snooze organization out there is going to do this, they're going to basically cut anybody off from using their news stories. Now, fair use policy before, hey, if it's controversial, it's newsworthy, you can report on their reporting. Well, they're trying to fix their propaganda to the point that you can't even, in the future, use it to display to God and all his people on planet Earth here that what they are saying are 9 times out of 10, it's so convoluted and twisted that it's not really even news. We just love doing the news on their news to point out the falseness, the hypocrisy, the outright lying and distortion. But they're going to try to fix it. I'll let you know a little bit more about that a little bit later. I'll give you, for instance, here. Leon Panetta on Sunday comes out in one of the news programs, says that, yeah, you know what, we don't think Iran has a nuclear weapon. But they want nuclear capabilities. They don't have a nuclear weapon, but they want nuclear capabilities. Well, they've wanted nuclear capabilities and have been working toward that end for some 40 years with guess whose assistance? United States of America. So you got old good old Leon Panetta out there just admitting to the entire planet, no, they don't have a nuclear weapon. Okay. But we're still going to go to war with them for one reason or another. I'm watching the news very closely. They're claiming that Iran is being provocative. They're doing this. They're doing that. But, of course, it's not really a foundation in truth. It's just more spun lies. And we'll get into more of the spun lies the United States have done for the excuse to go to war with people. But I'll start out with this one. Charlie McGrath over at Activist Post said, witness the selling of the war. It's not enough that every GOP candidate, with the exception of Ron Paul, is playing their patriotic commander-in-chief card by promising that Iran's ability to wage all-out nuclear war against the entire planet is imminent. Well, the Secretary of State just didn't say that, but hey, you know, in this sea of lies and distortion, who the hell's counting? And we got to go in there to stop them. But now the mainstream media is jumping on the let's get the dirty sons of guns bandwagon. In less than 24 hours, we've seen the mainstream drag the usual suspects in front of the camera to scare and sell the hell out of America over Iran. John Bolton, former ambassador to the UN, told Fox News that we need military action soon to avoid a nuclear response from Iran. Oliver North is covering two topics at once in his interview with Newsmax by playing the red team, blue team game, tossing the Democrats under the bus by allowing a potential nuclear Iran. So we have a rogue Middle Eastern country who is for sure a member of the Axis of Evil, producing weapons of mass destruction and will not hesitate to use them? Sounds familiar, doesn't it? Like as in the last decade, we've been sending blood and treasure to the same reason for the same reasons. Same region, same reasons, just different place with a different face and a different time. Forget about the fact the CIA director, Panetta, admitted just this month that Iran was not developing a nuke, or the fact that such hype over the IAEA report that some politicians are using as a smoking gun to launch this next war has been proven to say no such thing. Forget the truth, because, doggone it, they want to come over here and take our freedoms, don't they? The military-industrial complex warned about, along with the band of Bankster Brothers are running the show, warned about this. And we have a never-ending bailout, just as we still have a never-ending war on terror. Now, it's time to wake up and look at this mess for what it is and see who's behind this next war. Fact is, when the president signed the NDAA 2012 into law on New Year's Eve, Happy New Year, everybody, not only did he give the executive branch the power to black bag Americans without the benefits of the Constitution, but the same legislation also started a campaign against Iran's central bank, leading to the tension in recent weeks in the Straits of Hormuz. See, the media doesn't talk about the United States over there messing with Iranians' banking interest. See, they have no interest to rip off their own people by way of usury. Did you happen to know, by the way? Did the media tell you this? And in fact, usury, the usurious system, interest, banking, they have no interest in. They're not interested in allowing banks to rip off their own people. And this is one of the big moves that we've got to do in the Middle East, folks. We've got to move the banking system in there, democracy, XXX movie theaters, and, of course, McDonald's and any other corporation that wants to go over there and take over and poison them in Iran. No big deal. It's just what we've done to the rest of the planet. Well, the fact is, our own CIA director says they don't have that nuke. In fact, Iran has not invaded a country in over 100 years. Fact is, in 2008, Iran warned it would stop trading its oils in dollars, giving exceptions to a few big trading partners who were sitting on large dollar reserves. But as was reported this week, the exceptions are now gone, and this war has already begun. Because if there is a surefire way to get attacked by the USA, it is to stop using Federal Reserve notes. And by the way, you can't ask Muammar Gaddafi because, well, we set that little thing up and killed him off as well, didn't we? The late Muammar Gaddafi is the latest example of someone who had made that mistake. We are being fed to yet another meat grinder under false pretense in order that many can suffer for the profit of a demented few. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the way it sits. So, how have we screwed over Iran already? Well, let's go into that. You know, dead leaders and dead men tell no tales. So I'm sure that those left standing in Iran after we get done with them will not speak out for fear that probably will happen to them is what we're going to do to their countrymen. Just start killing them in mass. The U.S. overthrew Iran's democracy in 1953. That went on from 53 until 79. Armed Iraq to invade Iraq to invade Iran. I'm starting to get my Middle Eastern countries mixed here. It's hard to find out who's zooming whom, but just pull back the curtain. Ta-da! U.S. right there. In 1953, the United States CIA, led by one of President Theodore Roosevelt's grandsons, initiated a coup in Iran. They called it Operation Ajax to remove that democratically elected Prime Minister Mohammad Mossadegh. The Iranian government was understandably dissatisfied with the terms of its contract with the Anglo-Persian oil company that allowed British interests to claim 85% of the oil profit from Iran. Iran voted to nationalize the oil industry. Gee, kind of like what Muammar Gaddafi did. They voted to nationalize it in 1951, and after the British declined to renegotiate the terms, the U.S.-led coup was successful, and the royal monarch, Shah Mohammad Reza Pahlavi, geez, haven't heard that name spelled out like that in a long time, became the virtual dictator. Fearing popular reprisal. His government was supported by the CIA in creating the Iranian SAVAK, a vicious secret police for the Shah's dictatorial government. We can only assume that the oil revenue sharing agreement with the Shah was acceptable to the U.S. and to the U.K. And under Eisenhower's administration, the U.S. cooperated with the Shah's government for the development of Iranian nuclear energy through the Atoms for Peace program. See, let me stop here and digress for a second. This is true history. This is what really happened. This is what the United States has done. But will they go back these many years and explain to the listening public, you know, inquiring minds just want to know, will they go back through true and real history to describe what the United States has already done with Iran and to Iran? And more importantly, explain that to the American people. And you know what? Maybe we could kind of like vote like we do with Dancing with Stars. Who do you think, who's the favorite? Who's the best? Maybe if we gave them their opinion poll buttons and they gave us the truth, maybe we could vote on should we keep doing more of this? Now that we have a better idea as to what is happening and who's zooming whom for whatever reason, and all of this stuff to be laid out on the table for the purview and the perusal of the American people, do you think that they would be supporting these neocon bastards to go slaughter more people in the Middle East? Do you think they might? I don't think so. You'd hear fewer and fewer bubbas going, well, this is the United States of America, and we should go over there and kill all them damn towel heads, because they're just evil. They hate our buddy Israel, and they're just evil. We'll break. Get into a little bit more of true history, folks. Hell, why not tell the truth? They're going to go butcher who knows how many more people. At least the prelude to this, at least we can lay down some truth before the murdering starts.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121. 4121.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
We'll make it clear what's going on over here. More of the same old stuff. Now, we, as I said, folks, we're going to do the Iran thing. We have to. It's just, there's no reason. Iran is no threat to the United States. They are no threat to Israel. Israel has 400 nuclear weapons. And the Iranians have no ability to do any real damage to anybody. But that's not going to stop the neocons, man. That's not going to stop the Pentagon and the U.S. military from doing what they've got to do for what reason? The war on terror? Yeah. Okay. War on terror. So, going back to the Eisenhower administration, the U.S. cooperated with the Shah's government for the development of Iranian nuclear energy through Atoms for Peace program. As I said, you will not hear that on any mainstream network. Because, see, history doesn't matter. It matters what the current crisis is and how we go kill more towheads. That's all that matters, because they're a threat to the Middle East, our friends in Israel, and yeah, they're a threat to the world. Yeah, we got to go do it. Forget reasoning. We're just going to lie. The press is going to sell it, and we're going to go do it. You don't like it? Tough beans. You're in one of the biggest democracies here in the United States. Their newly found legislative democracy, where not even the participants in this democracy called the Congress critters, both Senate and Congress, now even has to bother to vote on a war. We want to go kill 1 million or 2 million people or 5 million? Hey, what the hell? Congress doesn't even have to vote on that. They could see, they can go to bed with clear conscience at night because now the commander-in-chief, the dictator, the guy that has no clothes and doesn't care if he does or doesn't, has now the ability to go wage war and kill unspecified amounts of people on the planet whenever he damn well chooses. What a great government we got. So this Adams for Peace program, President Ford, President Gerald Ford, agreed to U.S. full cooperation to help Iran build 24 nuclear energy plants. When the Iranian people overthrew the Shah's government in 1979 because they were real tired of the Shah and his dictatorship and his Slavic police, the U.S. stopped cooperating. The U.S. backed Iraq in their invasion of Iran in 1980 and throughout the war until 1988, seeking a more U.S.-friendly Iranian government. The U.S. provided Saddam Hussein with the chemical and biological weapons the George Bush Senior administration, or I'm sorry, Junior, George W. Bush, their administration later used as justification for invading Iraq. Since 1979, the U.S. has worked to prevent Iran from having a nuclear energy program, even under the legal provisions of the NPT, and reneged on their multi-billion-dollar contract to deliver nuclear fuel to Iran without refunding Iran's money. So, yeah, we've been ripping them off right along. Now, this is plain vanilla history. Neither our government's political leaders from either party of our major media give the U.S. public the context of history to evaluate the Bush-Obama administration's statements advocating war with Iran. Their use of the term nuclear program is misleading. We could also call it fraud, as it's deliberately misinforms. Objectively, the U.S. actions are in violation of the NPT and the U.N. Charter and threatening war. Our mainstream media does not communicate these facts to the public. Duh, I wonder why. Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Seymour Hersh has reported since 2005 that government insiders have disclosed to him that the CIA is presently engaged in covert operations similar to 1953 to overthrow the Iranian government. Hersh, claiming inside White House sources, reported one idea from Vice President Dick Cheney for the U.S. Navy to build 4 or 5 boats that look like Iranian naval PT boats, man and arm them with U.S. Navy SEALs, then have the Navy SEALs attack a Navy ship off of Iran's coast. The incident would be filmed and used as propaganda to inflame U.S. public opinion for war with Iran. Hersh, who is the reporter who insiders trusted to report the My Lai massacre and its cover-up in Vietnam, and the Abu Ghraib torture scandal, we were lucky enough to have the commander of the Abu Ghraib prison, a general, be on our very network. Well, she wasn't she was out of the military by the time she ended up on our network, and she got busted down to colonel because she wanted to tell the truth and make it public exactly what the U.S. military were doing to people in Abu Ghraib. See, that's how whistleblowers in this country, ladies and gentlemen, are treated. They want to be virtuous. They want to do the right thing. And what happens to them? They get penalized because they're exposing the evil and the corruption. More on this when we get back. Bottom of the hour break here. We'll be back in exactly 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural colon flow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. Colon flow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Well, Scott Ritter, the U.S. former weapons inspector and officer for the U.S. Marine Intelligence, calls any covert planning and actions by their correct legal name, acts of war. Ritter states the obvious, the U.S. would never allow Iran to take these actions without calling them acts of war. Now, recently and disturbingly, was the U.S. Air Force admission that they mistakenly transported six live nuclear warheads attached to ready-to-launch cruise missiles to the U.S. military base. That is the jump-off for the U.S. supplies to the Middle East operations. This could be veiled threat of nuclear war against Iran rather than explained by a long chain of continuous mistakes required for such an event to occur. Nuclear weapons are protected by detailed protocol and lethal force. They go nowhere by mistake and had a 50-year perfect record for their handling. We properly wonder why the Bush-Obama, doesn't make any difference, might as well call it the Bush-Obama administration, Bush/Obama, they're using Iran's nuclear program as rhetoric linking Iran with atomic weapons and call for the U.S. war against Iran. In academic analysis, why is the subjective question that cannot be answered in full objective confidence? All we can do is discuss related facts to build broad-scale constructions and circumstance, and then construct hypotheses that match those facts. Did you get that? Yeah, it's kind of pretzel logic, but it works for them. The hypothesis I invite you to embrace as containing all the facts is the current false propaganda is repetitive of recent history of U.S. lawful interest to control Iran's resources. By the way, this article was by Carl Herman, National Board Certified Teacher in Economics, Government, and History. His hobby, by the way, researching education and lobbying for improved public policy. Harvard grad. Just not some wingnut out there, folks. Harvard grad. So, have we done this kind of stuff before? Damn right we have. We're going to set them up and knock them down. Forget any reason. I don't even know why they bother just... Why do they even bother trying to construct this stuff? Because the lies are so thin, so easy to poke holes in, that they just don't care. They don't even care to make it sound plausible. They just go, they admit past history, give you, as I said, that current crisis, keep rubbing that salt into the wound until somebody yells, ouch, and then when they do, oh, well, it's time to go get the bad guys. They are a threat. To whom? If Panetta says, now, wait a minute, they're not building a nuclear weapon, so what threat are they to Israel? What threat are they to anybody else in the Middle East? Because guess what? They don't have any nuclear weapons. There is only one country that does that's really, truly a threat to peace and security in the Middle East. See, that usually happens when one side has what the other side has. And, man, they got to be really justified for mixing it up because chances are it's going to be real messy and bloody and real, real expensive. So, are any of these countries in the Middle East a threat to Israel that keeps screaming that it's the victim while they're over there stealing land, occupying, just like we did to Iraq, soon to do to Iran, what we've already done to Afghanistan? We're not bothering, you know, occupying Libya. No, we just made sure the coup took place over there, and we had the good shots, shaky cam or cell phone stuff to put on that. Well, we killed that evil dictator over there, didn't we? Yep, mission accomplished. The only thing that you're doing here is destabilizing the Middle East to the point where that whole damn region of the world is going to break out in absolute, utter chaos. They're destabilizing the governments purposely. There's all kinds of factions and coalitions now bidding for power. And, man, this is being intentionally done for further justification of moving into the Middle East and doing, without even offering the flimsy excuses, mind you, anymore, that we just roll right in there and do whatever the hell we damn well please, because we're certainly going to be justified at that point. Look how chaotic it all is. Do you see why Ron Paul is such a threat to all of this? Oh, my God. A major, major threat to this insane foreign policy. And what's rather fascinating to me is they're coming out and saying that this guy's a kook. I mean, he is so, you know, here's the reality. The Republican Party has shifted off the planet. And they're saying that Ron Paul doesn't fit the mold of the Republican Party and he's the odd man out. Well, that's because the Republican Party has shifted itself off the planet of logic and reason. That's why the guy looks like he's not Republican with the rest of the Republicans, because the rest of them have lost their freaking minds. Hallelujah. Pass me more ammunition. I want more bodies. Yeah. You know, just this past century, folks, you know, we're only 12 years into the new one here. Yippee. Happy New Year. You know, in that last century, you know how many You know how many people were killed in the name of freedom, or I'm a despot and I don't want freedom, and you leave my people alone so I can continue keeping watch and murdering and, well, just tending my own affairs. 230 million. 230 million people. 230 million. It's been once said it's easier to contemplate the death of one than it is millions. You know, don't you people feel bad when a father or mother dies, or a brother or a sister or a relative? Well, it strikes home to you. That life had meaning. You had ties to it. It had a history. You had a history with it. With that relative, I mean. And it was a tragic loss because they were familiar. Well, I guess the 230 million people that died last century weren't familiar to you. So you can't comprehend those kind of numbers, can you? Any more than you can comprehend the numbers on the national deficit right now. As I've said many times before, with numbers so high, even a dog can't hear these numbers. That makes absolutely no sense to people. It is outside the realm of understanding and logic. You can't get your head wrapped around it. You know what a dollar is, don't you? You know what piddly amount you make every week that's being ate up by a devalued dollar. You certainly know that. But you can't comprehend these billions and trillions. That's just not within the realm of your understanding. And it goes on with no stopping it. Not even, we're so far in debt in this country right now, there's not even a pretext of coming up with any sort of budget. Because why come up with a budget? Because you know damn right well, they're going to continue to borrow money from the banksters. You know, what's the interest payments on this money so far? I don't know. Scads. I think we're at the point right now where we're probably real close to not even being able to pay the interest on all of this money. And that principal is just sitting back there going, yeah, yeah, I thrive on more interest. Forget me. Just pay my interest. Forget the principal. Forget about me. Just keep paying the interest. Just keep borrowing more money. Tell you what, during those New Hampshire debates, I'm sure a lot of people got willy-nillied when Ron Paul says, hey, I get into office first year, boom, I'm cutting $1 trillion out of the budget. $1 trillion? All the jobs are going to be lost. Yeah, the non-producing jobs, the money that the government is redistributing throughout the country to projects and into an economy that won't work because it's not based on sound principle. This is what the man is telling you. And it's starting to register with people, and they are scared to death of him. They are scared to death of him. You know, maybe they just better shoot him now, because if he does become president, I think they might have a problem. You know, can Ron Paul just, like, slip down a set of stairs and break a neck or something? Or maybe die of a heart attack? You know, he's kind of in that age. He died of a heart attack. No big mystery. You know, well, he was old and he was cranky. You know, his heart just gave out. You know, CIA's got many little projects that they can fake people's deaths. Oh, but that's right. He's a medical doctor. Well, we might have to be a little bit more slick about it. They're in trouble. They're damned if they do, and they're damned if they don't. Because, and believe this, folks, in this country, we actually have people that are willing to grind this country into the ground to the point of no return, rather than going in there and going, we have a problem, and we need to fix it. Beware of the bubbles of false hope. Right now, there's a lot of talk about the U.S. economy is improving, but I'm here to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that is all a lie. The mainstream media can be very seductive. When you sit down to watch TV, your brain tends to go into a very relaxed mode. In this state, it becomes easy to slip thoughts and ideas past your defenses. Sometimes when I'm watching television, I realize what the media is trying to do, and yet I can still feel it happening to me. In this day and age, it's absolutely critical that we all think for ourselves. When you look at the long-term trends and the long-term numbers, a much different picture of the U.S. economy emerges than one that is painted for us on television. Over the long term, the number of good jobs in America has been steadily going down. Over the long term, the number of Americans living in poverty and living on food stamps has been steadily going up. Over the past couple of decades, tens of thousands of businesses, millions of jobs, and trillions of dollars of our national wealth have gone right out of the country. Our debt is nearly 15 times larger than it was 30 years ago, and U.S. consumer debt has soared by 1,700% over the past 40 years. Can you say bankster gangster? Year after year, the rate of inflation goes up faster than our incomes do, and this is absolutely devastating the middle class. You know, we used to be the people that made the engine go, folks. We were the people in the middle class that had business, that hired the people, that would spend their money on their housing needs and their transportation needs and their clothing and their food. But they're wiping that out. Year after year, that rate of inflation goes up faster than, as I said, our incomes do. And this is absolutely devastating us. Anyone who believes that we can keep doing the same things that we've been doing and yet still have a bright economic future is, I don't know, certifiable, if not delusional. Until the long-term trends, which are taking the U.S. economy straight into the toilet, are reversed, any talk about a bright economic future is absolute nonsense. Forget that. What bright economic anything? Just holding status quo or surviving. You folks realize we've been in this damn depression, and yes, I did say depression, because the unemployment numbers do match that of the darkest, almost match the darkest, dankest days of that last Great Depression. You know, in America today, we have such short-term focus. You know, you're always being whipsawed somewhere or another, aren't you? Here's the latest crisis. Are you dizzy yet? Whipping your head around so much to look at all the bad stuff coming at you? And there is a shut-off point. There is a shut-off point for the human brain that it can no longer comprehend and absorb this stuff. It just, for its own sake and sanity, starts walling it off and shutting it down and minimizing it. Just like happens to you if your bandwidth is a little bit pressed, you start having to shut down things that are crunching your bandwidth. Same thing with your brain. When too much bad stuff goes in there for its own survival, it will start doing corrective actions and it will start shutting down. That's what I think is happening to Americans today. The mere fact that they cannot comprehend insanity and call it for what it is when they see it is itself kind of nuts, isn't it? So we got this short-term focus problem. We're all so caught up in what's happening right now. Our attention span seems to get shorter and shorter every single year. At this point, it'd be hard to argue that kittens have longer attention spans than most of us do. Things have gotten so bad that most of our high school students cannot even answer the most basic questions about our history. And that has been intentionally done, folks. You want to know where you're going, hold up a mirror to the past, to the history. And say, okay, I don't want to do that. Yeah, look what happened when we did that. So I don't want to do that anymore. So what you do is you wipe out the history so we can keep doing stupid and inane things into the future. Things have gotten so bad that most of our high school students can't answer the most basic question. Remember me telling you that half the population of Detroit, half of them, folks, in the richest, most advanced country humankind has ever known, the great America, United States of America, that half the people in Detroit can't even read, they can't even write. Gee, how's the nanny welfare state worked out for them? Do you think it's worked out well? They've been wiped out, they have no future, and they're as dumb as boxes of rocks. Yeah, Obama buy me a new car. Got to fill out an application for it. How the hell are you going to do that if you can't even write? We'll be back.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Modern medicine has given doctors miraculous powers. Using 21st century imaging technology, surgeons can peer inside the human body in extraordinary detail. Unfortunately for patients, there's virtually no transparency in the billing process. Too often, patients agree to surgical procedures without understanding the full cost of treatment. But all that is about to change. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is revolutionizing medicine with affordable surgical procedures and completely transparent pricing. Their board-certified surgeons perform over 7,000 surgeries per year at a fraction of the cost charged by traditional providers. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is perfect for individuals without insurance and people with high deductible plans. If you have a health savings account or self-funded plan, you should definitely consider our services. We even welcome patients from Canada and around the world. Check out our website for all-inclusive pricing at surgerycenterok.com. That's surgerycenterok.com. Or give us a call at 405-475-0678.
Do I have any callers, by the way? All right. We're back, folks. So if you... I don't know, man. Go on an antidepressant, plop yourself down in front of the TV. You know, watch the stuff, go to sleep. You know, maybe that's better than facing reality and then realizing that you have a responsibility to help turn the tide of the destruction of America. You know, which is easier? Yeah, take an antidepressant, plop down in front of the TV. Yeah, that'd be easier. What about your kids? Got kids? You sitting on your fat little keister doing absolutely nothing. How's that going to improve their life tomorrow? And if you think things are bad now for us, what do you think is going to be there for your children? No. You can't go out there and kill the kids because, you know, oh, I made a mistake and I don't want to be in this world. No, you made the conscious decision to have children. It now is your responsibility to provide that child with a future outside of your legal responsibility, at least until the age of 18. You know, I mean, are you whacked? You're going to nurture and take care of your children, make sure they're fed and clothed and, you know, they're loved, and then you're going to throw them out the door when they're 18 years old into a country that is falling apart. It's falling down around their ears. Good job. See, most people are not owing up to their responsibility. As being alive today in this country. Yeah. Nobody, does the news media remind you of your responsibility for a free and prosperous country? No, they just tell you to pay the taxes, shut up, listen to our propaganda, and everything is going to be just fine. Who's in control? Do you feel like you're in control of your own life, making the decisions that are going to shape your future? No. These decisions are being made for you, out of your control. And that's the whole point, is for you to get control of your life again. That's the whole purpose of this exercise. That was the whole reason for this country, to be able to live in a free country without having to worry about your government demanding and mandating to you, taxing you, killing your resource, robbing you blind. That was the whole point to this country. And in a short span of 234 plus years here, you've watched it dwindle into absolute anarchy and craziness. Not from the people, from the people that swore that, oh, you elected me. Oh, don't worry, we're in charge. So we're caught up in what's going on right now. We can't think past our nose. People are getting dumber and dumber. And any students of history knows that it's absolutely crucial to examine long-term trends. It's absolutely crucial to look over your shoulder at history past. And when you look at the long-term trends, it rapidly becomes apparent that the U.S. economy is in the midst of a nightmarish long-term decline. I get back on the other side, I'm going to give you a few examples. Take your calls at 800-313-9443. You don't have anything to latch on to. There's no big national movement, is there? There's nobody that's going to say, you know what, I'm going to put a stop to this. Where the hell are you people?
Gold.